Young Jeffrey is already in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question, even though he gave us a great recipe.
Yeah.
If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last.
Oh.
And I guess you got yourself?
Yeah.
All right.
Got my own name.
Jose's got the shock collar then. While he's putting that on, Jeff, please read Jose the shock collar question of the day.
There's a very famous song by R&B legend Bill Withers called Ain't No Sunshine. Jubal, you know
I
that
love
song.
That oh, yeah.
When it was first released back in 1971, it won a Grammy for Best R&B Song, but it wasn't until almost 40 years later, in 2009, when the song had a sudden resurgence and was a huge hit over in England. Why did it suddenly become popular again over there?
And it wasn't because it was a remake. It was the original song that became popular again in England.
Yeah, the original song became popular. It actually made the top 40 charts there again.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay, so what would influence a whole country to listen to a song? My first instinct, something in media.
Yeah, I was
like a movie.
Or a TV show.
Yeah, like maybe it was a theme song to a TV show, or it was in a big blockbuster film that everyone saw.
Or maybe
somebody who sampled it and had a big hit. A while back.
So
like
music.
Sample, but it wasn't the sample that got huge. It was the original song.
Yeah, no, but maybe people heard the sample
and were like,
and they were like, oh yeah, I forgot about that song.
And
or
what
yeah.
is that?
That's yeah.
I wanna say it's like Will Smith or something.
No.
Mm.
I can picture it too, and it's not Will Smith.
I feel like it was in a movie, but like he said, it was only in England, so it's probably, then it wouldn't have been a movie that I saw.
Okay, was it part of the royal wedding? Like, was 2009, because they've been married for 7 years, William and Kate Middleton?
They wouldn't play that at the
I don't
royal
know.
Wedding.
Yeah, it'd be a little bit
not.
Depressing of a song for a wedding song, you're right. But
but that's something good. It has
just
to be
warning her,
huge,
don't leave me, because the sunshine will be gone.
Could have been in a movie?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, it's got to be.
But why would there be a movie that's huge in the UK and not here?
We didn't get it. We wouldn't.
Well, it could have been huge all over, but it could have just been the UK that was like.
Okay.
Picked it up.
I want to download it.
Yeah, we're tired of it. Yeah.
Or what if it's like something to do with Simon Cowell? Because he has all those singing shows over there, and he had the original artist on the show to sing the song.
I want to say, it was
commercial.
My first instinct, and Jubal said it too. I think I'm literally just going to say it had to be some big blockbuster movie.
Bill Withers' famous 1970 song, Ain't No Sunshine, had a sudden resurgence in England almost 40 years after it was released. The entire country became obsessed with it for 1 week in 2009 after they watched a contestant perform it on the number one hit TV show, Britain's Got Talent.
Oh.
And afterwards, everybody in England wanted to download and hear the original.
Wow! Oh. So it kind of was.
Yeah. Okay, so you got
That's
it
crazy.
Wrong. And I'm guessing probably got the lyrics for Ain't No Sunshine.
Good guess.
Okay, whenever you want to sing that.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Yeah! Dang it!
Oh, man.
Still a beautiful song.
Yeah. It's intense.
It is a great song.
Today's show was produced by Steve Sweet T. Boyd and Jeff Sweet D. Goodbye. Have a good one. We'll see you later.